our technology division member, who will show us the value of fusion. And all of you know who Rick Fox is. So take it away, Rick.
Thank you, Jane. I first want to ask, I want to thank Jane for getting me on here. And I want to talk about what fusion is and why you would need it. There was a time not too long ago when we had screen readers, we had screen magnifiers, and everything they'll meet. And there are some people that are on the borderline and either are losing their vision or know they're going to lose it, and but still want to have magnification, but they want to have a little bit more speech than just Zoom text. And there were people that I knew who tried to use Zoom text and JAWS together, and the computer would get into terrible fights, and, you know, the monitor would go one way across the room, and the computer would go the other, and it was a terrible situation. Zoom text and JAWS had terrible conflicts. The computers would crash. But then a big bunch of money bought, they merged with Zoom, they merged AI Squared, and they merged Freedom Scientific, and they bought GW Micro and obliterated WindowEyes. So now some development happened, and Zoom Text and JAWS now work seamlessly and nicely together. And they made a product called Fusion. And basically, Fusion is a synthesis of JAWS and Zoom Text. So you have JAWS doing the speech and Zoom Text doing the magnification. It's also very good for people who are deafblind. I know somebody.
Greg Keefe has left the meeting.
I know somebody who.
Serena Cucko has left the meeting.
I know somebody who.
120.
Has Braille and can't hear the speech, but uses Braille and has magnification. And now you can do that with Fusion because you have JAWS. You can use a Braille display. You can turn off your speech, and you can have the magnification through Fusion. So the people who would use Fusion are people who have vision that is really so low that their magnification is so high that it becomes inefficient, really inefficient. And but they still want to be able to have that possibility of using the visual. And then they can use the powerful features of JAWS for speech. So those are the people. That's why you would need Fusion. Now, what I'm going to do today for the rest of the session, because you really can't teach too much in the way of JAWS features and Zoom Text features in 40 minutes. But what I want to do is show you all of how to get to a lot of the free training that Freedom Scientific offers to learn both the visual customization and the JAWS features. They have a ton of free training, and we're going to get into it. So I'm going to share my screen, and so you should be able to hear my JAWS, and people who want to will be able to see the visual. Now, the thing about Zoom text and the magnification, it will not come across over the Zoom, but I'm going to show a couple of videos or parts of it. So let me see what I can do with sharing this screen.
Otis. Otis. Gallery view left parent alt plus F Zoom. Post attendee that national better inbox that Zoom meeting. Gallery view left parent alt plus
Otis. This is Linda.
Yes.
I don't know that the sharing screen feature has been turned on. I didn't realize we need to share something.
It doesn't appear that the sharing has been turned on.
Has joined the meeting.
So my question is, can you hear
I
my JAWS?
Me Zoom meeting.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well then that's fine. So I'm gonna open up my
applications.
Control E taskbar tab that Microsoft Edge app bar toolbar address and search bar edit 160992.
Okay. So now I'm gonna go to Freedom Scientific Fusion Training with my search bar. Let's see.
Address and search bar edit search.
So I'm in my address. So I'm going to type Freedom Scientific Fusion Training.
F-R-E-E-D-O-M, Freedom, S-C-I-E-N-T-I-F-I-C, Scientific Fusion, T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G.
And
training, enter.
Press enter.
Marcia Gephardt has left the meeting. Escape. Host attendee-zoom-dash. New tab-personal-microsoft. Edge post attendee-zoom link. Post attendee-zoom meeting. Zoom. National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey 44th State Convention : Agenda.
Let me get to the web.
Can I make a suggestion?
Tab-personal-microsoft.
Is that Jerry?
Yes.
Go ahead, honey.
Rick, you might want to turn off your notifications, because every time someone comes and goes, we get to hear it through JAWS.
How do I do that?
Alt Windows S, as in Sam, if you're on a Windows, you're obviously on a Windows computer, so Alt Windows S.
Did you say Windows S?
Alt Windows S.
Okay.
Alt Windows S.
Let me,
National Meta Post Attendee that Zoom meeting. Zoom meeting. Gallery alerts disabled.
All right.
There you go.
That helps.
Task switching.
Great. Thank you, Jerry.
Edge. New tab dash Microsoft Edge app bar toolbar a present search bar.
Let me try this again.
F-R-E-E-D-O-M Freedom S-C-I-E-N-T-I-F-I-C Scientific Fusion T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G Training enter https://www.bing.com/search/freedom.
Alright, here we go with Freedom Scientific Fusion Training. And I've got a list of search results. So I'm going to press the H as in heading key until I get to where I want to go.
Free webinars dash freedom fusion training and dash freedom scientific visited heading.
There we go. I want to go to the fusion training page. So I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Freedom scientific fusion training dash big dash personal dash Microsoft Edge fusion training and dash freedom scientific dash Microsoft Edge fusion confusion.
All right, so I'm going to go into something called a headings list with insert F6. And that is going to bring up a list of the headings that are on this page.
Heading list dialog. Headings list view. Fusion training :1. Getting started with Fusion :2.
So.
Fusion videos :2.
I've got getting started. I've got Fusion videos.
Fusion FAQs :2.
I got Fusion FAQs. So I'm going to go to
getting started with
and show you what we have on that web page.
Enter heading level 2. Getting started with Fusion.
So that's the heading. Getting started with Fusion, and it took me right there when I hit enter, so now I'm going to down arrow for a couple of lines.
Have you just installed your brand new copy of Fusion on your Windows computer? Our basic training will help get you up and running with this powerful screen magnification visited link Fusion getting started.
There's the getting started link.
Enter.
So I hit enter.
Training at Freedom Scientific visited link Fusion getting started. Launching Fusion. Heading level 2. Heading.
So let's go to the headings list with insert F6, and this is just for Fusion, not JAWS, and I'm going to get into the visual display aspect here. So I'm going to go to Insert F6 for my headings list.
Heading list dialog, headings list view, heading started with Fusion :1, 1 of 10.
So that's the main heading, and I'm going to down arrow.
Launching Fusion :2. Launching Fusion from the desktop :3. Launching Fusion from the run dialog box :3. Launching Fusion when Windows starts :3.
So this is really a getting started website. So if you're really at the beginning, I'll show you what it's like to what it says about launching Fusion from the desktop.
Launching Fusion from the desktop :3. Enter heading level 3, launching Fusion from the desktop.
That took me right to a heading, and if I read it, I'll read the first sentence.
When Fusion is installed, a Fusion shortcut is placed on your desktop. Figure. You can activate it using the left mouse double dash click or by navigating there with the keyboard and then pressing enter.
So this is a very basic narrative about how to launch ZoomText. So that is what is contained in the getting started. Now I'm going to go back to the training page, and I'm going to go to the Fusion videos, because if you're really a beginner, you might want to start there.
Fusion training at Freedom Scientific needs.
So I did alt left arrow, and that got me back to the Fusion training page. And if I had any doubt, I could do insert T and listen to the title.
Fusion training at Freedom Scientific dash Microsoft Edge main region.
So let's go to the headings list. That's really the easiest way to get around the web page. I'm going to do insert F6.
Heading list dialog, headings list view, getting started with fusion colon 2 of 8.
So that's where I left off. I'm going to down arrow.
Fusion videos colon 2.
That's where I want to be. I want to be on fusion videos. And again, this is just going to bring me to the heading. And usually then you have to read what's under the heading. So I'm going to press enter.
Enter heading level 2 fusion videos.
And let's see what we have.
Check out and subscribe to the visited link Freedom Scientific Training YouTube channel. Our videos.
So there we go. I want the Freedom Scientific YouTube training channel.
Heading level 2 fusion. Check out and subscribe to the.
So I'll go to my links list with insert F7, or I can just tab.
Main region, Freedom Scientific Training YouTube channel link.
There we go. Freedom Scientific Training YouTube channel. And I'm going to press enter to activate that link.
Enter. https://www.youtube.com/playlist:/fusion.
So let's do insert T to see if we're there.
Left parent 4, right parent fusion videos dash YouTube dash Microsoft Edge.
So here we are at fusion videos. And the best way to summarize these videos is to go into my links list. The headings list was insert F6. So the links list is insert F7. And for those who might not know, that takes me out of the web page and it overlays the page with a list of links. So I'll do insert F7.
Links list dialog, links list view, YouTube.
And I'm going to go to the bottom of the list, and the keyboard shortcut to go to the bottom of any list is the end, END key.
End, fusion enhancements, Freedom Scientific Training.
So these are the videos that have to do with visual enhancements. And this is fusion enhancements. I'm going to up arrow.
Fusion increase and decrease magnification, Freedom Scientific Training.
So I'm going to play a sample of this video. So I'm just going to do a minute or so of this. So we're going to hit enter. And then I'm going to turn the PC cursor off so that I can use my shortcuts to play. So I'm going to hit enter here.
Enter. Left parent 4, right.
To increase and decrease the magnification in Fusion. Zooming in and out can be accomplished in several ways. One of the ways that's perhaps the most intuitive is by clicking the up and down arrows in the zoom level spin box, which is in the Fusion Professional Toolbar. I'll click the up arrow.
And for those of you who have any vision,
to increase zoom level,
this would be displayed on the screen.
And I'll click the down arrow. 3, decrease zoom level, up to 2.75, 2.5. I can press escape to minimize the Fusion toolbar and still control magnification with the keyboard without switching to the Fusion interface. I'll press escape.
Escape.
The keyboard command to increase the zoom is caps lock up arrow.
Now we can see it, but we can't hear it.
Arrow decreases. You may also use mouse wheel scrolling by pressing the caps lock and the shift key and rolling the mouse wheel up and down.
So what I did, for those of you who might be interested, the YouTube has a bunch of shortcuts that you can use by doing insert Z, which turns the virtual cursor off, and then K is a start and stop play. So I can hit, I did insert Z, and if I want to start playing the video again, I can just hit the K key.
K, yeah. I'll press caps lock shift and I'll roll the mouse up.
I hit K again and stop it. I can't resist if I have an opportunity to teach. So I'm going to turn this virtual PC cursor back on, and so I can get back to my to my Fusion training webpage. So I'm going to do alt left arrow.
Left parent 4, right parent fusion videos dash YouTube.
That brings me back to my videos page. I'm going to do all left arrow.
Fusion training at dash freedom scientific dash personal dash Microsoft edge fusion training.
So that brings me back to fusion training, and I just want to, so there are quite a few videos that have to do with setting up your fusion from a visual point of view. That's the best place to go, that video page. And so now I'm going to show you the other headings for the Fusion training that have to do with Fusion.
Heading list dialog, heading list view, Fusion videos, colon 2, 3, Fusion FAQs, colon 2.
So this Fusion FAQs, I'm going to go down to the heading here.
Enter heading level 2, Fusion FAQs.
And I'll do a... I'll
help accessing a particular feature of Fusion. Want to get more out of your user experience? Check out our Fusion training FAQs for answers to your burning questions. Visit and link Fusion FAQs.
I'll show you how that works. The Fusion FAQs.
Enter. Fusion training and dash freedom scientific. Visit and link Fusion FAQs. How does Fusion sk Fusion?
So, I'm going to,
main heading level 1 Fusion FAQ.
There's a Fusion FAQ.
Heading level 3 button collapse. What is Fusion?
So, each question is a heading level 3. So you can either press H or just the 3 key. And it'll give you the question. So I'll just hit 3.
Who is Fusion for? Heading level 3 button collapsed.
And if you press the enter key here, it'll expand the question and give you the answer.
Enter. Main region. Who is Fusion for?
And I can just read with insert down arrow.
Heading level 3 button expanded. Who is Fusion for? Fusion is perfect for individuals who, over time, want a smooth transition from using magnification to a full screen screen.
So that's how that works. And I'll just give you a overview of a couple of the questions. I'm going to continue to hit the 3 key.
Operating systems does Fusion work with? Heading level 3 button collapsed. What versions of Microsoft Office does Fusion work with? Heading level 3 button collapsed. What web browsers work with Fusion? Heading level 3 button collapsed.
So you can imagine it have. So those are the various headings that appear on the Fusion training webpage. And I'm going to move now from there, because there are people who might be transitioning from a visual, primarily visual, to a primarily audio. So we're going to go into the JAWS training now. And the best way to do that is to go to the JAWS training webpage. So I'll leave this webpage up because we're going to be going and overriding it with other links. I'm going to go to Insert J. And if you have Fusion on, that's going to bring up the JAWS user interface. So I'll do Insert J.
JAWS context menu O, option sub menu O.
And I'm going to hit H for help.
H, command search insert plus space J, C.
Then I'll down arrow to training.
Training T.
And I'll press enter to bring up the JAWS training page.
Enter, leaving menus, Fusion FAQ and dash freedom scientific dash Microsoft Edge, Fusion FAQ and dash freedom scientific, FS reader dash table of contents, freedom scientific bullet.
So this is the JAWS training page, and it talks about, it calls itself the FS Reader Table of Contents. So I will explain this rather than having JAWS read it. JAWS comes with a DAISY book reader called FS Reader because many of its training materials for JAWS basic training are DAISY books. And so it comes with a DAISY reader to read it. So the first thing that you can do from this page is you can bring up a book called Getting Started with FS Reader, and you can learn how FS Reader works so that then you can use FS Reader to read the other JAWS training books. So I'm going to press F1 to bring up this Getting Started with FS Reader book.
F1. FS Reader Getting Started, 19 headings and 2 links, freedom.
So all I have to do now is press Control P to start playing this book.
Scientific's FS Reader DAISY Player software opens a world of accessible reading material for people who are blind or visually impaired. DAISY is an acronym for Digital Accessible Information System.
And it's both audio and text-based DAISY. And I'll show you what this means. So I'm going to press F6. To get to the tree view where it has a list of all the headings. It's like the table of contents.
F6, tree view, getting started with FS Reader open, 13 items.
So you can down arrow now and listen to the various headings.
2, commonly used navigation quick keys. 1, of installing FS Reader, starting FS Reader, closing FS Reader.
So I'll go back to starting FS Reader.
Starting FS Reader.
And I'm going to press enter.
Enter, starting FS Reader. There are several ways to start FS Reader and open a book.
Now, if I wanted to read this with a text, I'm going to press F6.
F6. F6. Three view. Starting F6. List of three items. There are several ways to start FSReader and open a book. The easiest way to start FSReader is to do one of the following colon.
So the cool thing is that as you move through the text, the audio is synced. So I'm going to move paragraph by paragraph, and I can use the regular quick nav keys. I can do P.
List of three items. One. Switch to the jaw 2. 3. List end. You may also type FSReader and...
Now, if I want to start the text, I mean the audio from here, I can do Control P, and that's the start and stop audio. By the way, you can use this when you're using the FSReader book player. If you are in one of the practice files and you're in Word, you can still use Control P in Word, and it will still stop and start the player. So you don't have to alt tab back and forth.
You may also type FSReader in the search edit box of the...
So if I stop this and read my current line...
You may also type FSReader in the search edit box of the start menu in Windows to find and start it.
So the cool thing is, if you've got a book, you can select all with Control A on this text. You can do Control C to copy it to the clipboard, open up a Word, your Word document, and paste it in with Control V, and now you have the entire text of this book. So... that's the cool thing. So I'm going to go back to the table of contents for all of the JAWS training materials for JAWS basic training by doing Control J.
Control J. Table of contents.
And I'm going to do my links list, or should I do headings list? I'll do headings list with Control F6.
Heading list dialog. Headings list view. JAWS training contents colon 1. JAWS basic training DAISY books colon 2. Book 1. Introduction and overview of the JAWS basic training colon 3. Book 2. Getting started with JAWS colon 3.
So these are all the books. I'm just going to list them for you.
Book 3. Working with menus, dialog boxes, and the JAWS startup wizard colon 3. Book 4. The JAWS user interface and utilities colon 3. Book 5. Introduction to Microsoft Windows colon 3. Book 6. Using the keyboard to read and edit text colon 3. Book 7, Introduction to Files and Folders, colon 3. Book 8, JAWS Help - 5 Quick Ways to Get Help, colon 3. Book 9, Internet with JAWS, an Introduction, colon 3.
So you can see that if you went through all of these books, you would have a pretty darn good basic knowledge of JAWS, including how to surf the Internet. Now, I'm going to go back to the Windows book and just show you some of the headings in that book, because it's a very good book.
Book 6, using the keyboard to read. Book 5, Introduction to Microsoft Windows, colon 3.
And by the way, when you install JAWS, it doesn't come with these books installed, but if you hit enter on any of these links, and I'll go to the links list here, hold on.
Escape.
If you hit enter on any of the links, it will install the book for you so that you can use it.
Links list dialog, links list view, what's new at JAWS webpage, Freedom Scientific, serves up training webs, free webinars, Freedom Scientific training YouTube channel. 5, Introduction to Microsoft Windows.
So here's Introduction to Microsoft Windows. I'm going to press enter.
Enter. 100%. 05, Introduction to Windows. 15, Headings and Note Links. Remember, you can hold up.
So I was in this book already, so I'm going to go to the headings and listen, and you can hear what you can learn about Windows. It's not just JAWS, it's Windows in general.
F6, preview, change into home, 0, 1, introduction to Microsoft Windows, 0, 2, the Windows desktop, 1, the Windows start menu, switching programs in Windows, closing programs in Windows shutdown options, accessing the Windows system tray, the Windows battery status.
So if I go to the system tray,
accessing the Windows system tray,
and press enter, guess what?
Enter.
Accessing the Windows system tray. The system tray is an area of the screen down in the lower right corner, along that horizontal bar that's at the bottom of the screen.
So you can see that if you have a little bit of discipline, and you have either JAWS or Fusion, you can really do your own JAWS training with these free training books. Now I'm going to show you the webinars page by doing Control J and getting back to the table of contents.
JAWS context menu O, option sub menu O.
Whoops.
Escape, please.
I did insert J by mistake, so let's see.
Accessing the Windows system tray 6 of 14.
Let me do Control J.
Control J, 100%. Table of contents, 12 headings and 16 link views.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the links list.
Links list dialog, links list view, 5 introduction to 6, 7.
And I'm going to down arrow until I get to the free webinars page.
Hey, Jaws L. Knight Surf Freedom Scientific Training YouTube channel.
We've already been there.
Free webinars training page.
So here's the free webinars training page. Freedom Scientific has webinars that come out twice a month, actually. And I'm going to show you how this page is organized by hitting enter.
Free webinars training page visited link. Free webinars training page document. Free webinars training page. Webinars on demand at Freedom Scientific. One frame. New.
So as I said, as you heard, it's free. So these webinars are, I don't know, about 40, 50 minutes long. They come out twice a month. And I'm going to show you what the headings are.
Heading list dialog. Headings list view. Webinars on demand colon 1. 1 of filter webinars by category colon 2. The world of Braille devices with Freedom Scientific colon 2.
So I'm going to go to filter these webinars by category because it's a little bit easier to show an example.
Filter webinars by category colon 2. Enter. Visited heading level 2. Same page link. Filter webinars by category.
So I hit enter. And it turns out that the heading is also a link.
Visited heading level 2, same page link, filter webinars by category.
So I'm going to press enter on this link.
Enter. One frame, three regions, Braille.
So now let's see what the links are.
List of 9 items. Link Braille hardware. Link features. Visited link G Suite applications. Link getting started with Freedom Scientific products. Link low vision hardware. Visited link Microsoft Office. Link podcast. Link productivity tools. Link web browsing. List end.
So that's pretty good. I'm going to go back to Microsoft Office.
Link podcast. Visited link Microsoft Office. Enter. List with 9 items. Microsoft Office link. Mike May. Heading level 1 category colon Microsoft Office.
So let's go to the headings list with insert F6.
Heading list dialog. Headings list view. Category colon Microsoft Office colon. On this page you will find web filter webinars by exploring the Edge Chromium browser with JAWS colon 2.
There's the first one.
Introduction to Microsoft PowerPoint 2016 with JAWS Z-Lesson 3 colon 2. Introduction to Microsoft PowerPoint 2016 with JAWS Z-Lesson 2 colon 2.
So this means that there were 3 webinars on PowerPoint.
Introduction to Microsoft PowerPoint 2016 with JAWS Z-Lesson 1. Introduction to Microsoft Excel 2016 with JAWS Z-Lesson 3 colon 2.
So there's 3 for Excel.
Introduction to Microsoft Outlook 2016 with JAWS Z-Lesson 3 colon 2.
There's 3 for Outlook.
Introduction to Microsoft Word 2016 with JAWS Z-Lesson 3 colon 2.
And there's 3 for Word. And I'm looking at my watch. It looks like I've got some time. So I'm going to go to one. I'm going to go to one of these webinars and show you what you get. So I'll go to lesson 1 for Word.
Introduction to Microsoft Word 2016 with JAWS Z-Lesson 1 colon 2.
I think this is a heading.
Enter. Visited heading level 2 link introduction to.
So it's a link as well. So when you hit enter on a heading on the headings list, it simply moves you to that heading. And I'm going to have to hit enter again to activate the link.
Visited heading level 2 link introduction to Microsoft Word 2016 with JAWS Z-Lesson 1. Enter. Main region. Introduction to Microsoft Word 2016 with JAWS Z-Lesson 1. Heading level 2 link visited. Introduction to introduction.
So this is a has already been recorded.
January 1st, 2020.
And basically now it's going to give you a description and a very detailed syllabus of what you're going
to
learn.
By the end of this lesson you will understand, be able to discuss and perform the following tasks related to Microsoft Word 2016 with JAWS colon. List of 10 items. Bullet differences between stand-alone desktop versions of Word 2016 and the desktop versions of Word 2016 installed using Office 365.
So there's 10 items here.
Bullet Word Online, Office 300, Bullet Explore the Ribbon and Ribbon Group, Bullet Commonly Used Navigation Keys, Bullet Word Versions, Bullet Quickly Change the Default Document Template for Font and Point Size.
So I'm going to go to the end of this list, but you can see this is really a major course, and this is only lesson one, but I think this syllabus will cover all the lessons.
Bullet Create, Retrieve, and Save Documents.
Let's see if it's all the lessons or just one.
List by the end of this lesson, you will.
So this is just the items in this lesson.
List of 10 bullet differences. The bullet word on the bullet explorer. Bullet commonly used. Bullet word versions. Bullet quickly change the default document. Bullet create, retrieve, and save document. Bullet spell check. Bullet grammar check. Bullet JAWS navigation, quick keys and words. List end.
So all of that in one lesson, and there are 3 lessons in Word. So let's see what sort of how you actually get this seminar.
Link black right pointing pointer introduction to Microsoft Word 2016 with JAWS lesson 1 at MP3.
So we have an MP3 file that you can download.
Link black right pointing pointer introduction to Microsoft Word 2016 with JAWS lesson 1 at archived recording. Link lack right pointing pointer introduction to Microsoft Word 2016 with JAWS lesson 1-HTML.
There's an HTML.
Visited link code a complete list of archived webinars. Main region end. Freedom Scientific Graphic.
So some of them, some of the webinars have a zip file. This one does not. Some of them have a zip file where there are practice files. There is the text of the narration of the webinar. Not all of them do, but some of them do. So this is really a tremendous investment of time that they've made in doing these webinars, and they continue to do them. So there really is a tremendous resource. You can learn about the Google Suite, which includes Google Drive, Google Docs, Google Mail, that's Gmail, Google Sheets. I went through the list, so there's a lot of resources there, and I commend them to you, and will be willing and able to answer any questions at 3:45, I believe it is. But Dean, I think I have I've done this in record time. I think I can yield you back the floor.
Thank you very much, Rick. That was awesome. What a terrific job. And now we realize the value of fusion for many people. Really great. Thanks so much for that.
Okay. So